priest of the New England province, and I'm the director of the Center for Ignatian Spirituality at Boston College. There can be a real conflict around the season of Advent and Christmas between the rampant commercialism and a real desire to give gifts, to give gifts that people like, as an expression of our love and as our, of our regard. I think there can be a lot of tension there. I think there are two possible invitations coming out of that tension. One is to try and consciously remain simple, to give gifts, to give time in ways that really are expressions of one's own values, one's own heart, one's own love. I think a healthy antidote to the commercialism is to seek out those who are poor. It's a good guard on our consumeristic instincts when we've been thinking about and praying for, and best of all, trying to be with somebody who really is poor. Mother Teresa was always insistent when she came to this country to say, you don't have the same poor that we have in India. But she said, you have poor people in your own home. Find them and love them. Well, that sounded very comforting to people. It's also terribly challenging to be aware of somebody in my house or in my dormitory or in my workplace or in my religious community who really is in need, and to be with mentally, spiritually, physically, in relationship, to be with that person who's in need.
I'm Father Bill Russell. I'm 78 years old. I've been in the society 58 years. I spend much of my time in retreat work, giving talks, doing spiritual direction, things like that. Advent for me is a time of preparation. It's all summed up in John the Baptist, who made it very clear that the one thing he had to do was to point out Jesus Christ to other people. But it's also a time of waiting. You and I wait for everything. We wait 9 months to be born. We wait to get out of grammar school and middle school and into high school. We wait to graduate from high school. We wait for the letter to let us know if we're going to get into the school that we've set our heart on. And we wait for everything else. Those who get married wait for the girl to say yes, and then they wait for the birth of their first child. Our whole life is waiting. When I entered the Jesuits at the tender age of 20, it occurred to me that I would have to wait 13 more years before they would ordain me. And no matter what vocation you choose, it's all a series of waiting. Now, the question is, how do we wait? Because I was brought up in a completely different time, long before computers, which I still don't use, not long before television, but the first television I ever saw was in a Sears Roebuck window. You know, I'm a different era. We were brought up in this way. My sisters and brothers and myself, it was our responsibility, according to my wonderful mother, to be able to find Jesus Christ in our lives. How do you find him? She says, well, you open your eyes. But you have to remember one thing, which is terribly important, that he's disguised. Now, the six of us just waited for our gifts at Christmas. And when we would go down, there would be the piles for each one of us. And the first thing we had to do was verify that nobody got more boxes than somebody else. And once that was taken care of, we opened our gifts. And we were either pleased or less pleased, but these were the gifts. Now, for my parents, it was very important for us to realize how blessed we were. And they told us that if we were just set aside by the door, our most favorite gift will take care of it. And so each one of us would be forced, and I mean literally forced, to put the favorite gift over by the door. And then we would take the gifts to the orphanage in Boston, and we would give them to orphans who had nothing. Always remembering, according to my mother, that we had everything. Mind you, we didn't have everything, but that's neither here nor there. We had nothing to complain about because we had them, and we had one another, and we were blessed. But we couldn't just ring the bell of the orphanage and leave them there on the doorstep on Harrison Avenue. We had to go inside with them and find an orphan who would want what we were given by our parents. But I said to my father, they're all going to want what I have. And they're all going to want what my sister has here. So what's the point of our going in? Just let them choose. And my father would say, no, no, son. You go in and you'll know the one to give it to. So I wheel in my first two-wheeler bicycle and I look around and they're all looking over at it. But there's one boy in the background. And I thought my heart would break when I saw him because I could tell he wanted it so badly, but he didn't come forward. And so all of the others were sort of reaching out and looking. So I said, how about you? Do you want this bicycle? And he said, I'd love it. So I said, now come over here now and get it. So he came over and he got the bicycle. Now when we would get home, my parents would say to us, this is what Advent is all about. People are constantly waiting, and they're waiting for you. And you're constantly waiting, and you're waiting to meet Jesus in them. And so many people today, at least I find, they identify themselves by what they have. And it's so important to identify ourselves by what we give away. Because what we have so frequently possesses us. Whereas what we give away is truly ours because we realize that there's something far more precious, far more important than this or that thing. You know, years later when I went off to Jamaica for my first tour as a missionary at the age of 69, going on 70, I was a little late to begin. I thought to myself, well, now I will go and I will point out Jesus to these people in Kingston and the various towns. And we found out just by going there that we needed them much more than they needed us. They are the ones who made it possible for me to meet Jesus Christ in my life, and I'm convinced that they knew him far better than I ever did or ever would. But one of the great gifts of Advent is in trying to prepare others to meet Jesus Christ, what happens is Jesus prepares us to meet him through them.